All right, welcome to today's press conference, the University of Oregon defense. It's my pleasure to introduce defensive coordinator Nick Eliotti. Nick, if you could introduce your players and start with an opening statement.
Absolutely, be my pleasure. To my left is Taylor Hart, defensive end. Next to him is Tony Washington, outside linebacker. In the middle, we have Brian Jackson, safety. I got Derek Malone, Will, inside backer. And on the end there, that's just Efo. Efo, great corner. One thing I will say is I've been blessed. These are great. These are not just good football players. A lot of times you're around good football players. These five guys right here, these are great young men. They represent everything that you want in a college athlete, and it's been a pleasure to coach them. And instead of getting too long-winded, which I tend to do, ask them questions.
I think we might have a question for you, Coach. Who's got a question?
Silent group.
Nick, Jake Ziven, KEZI in Eugene. The announcement an hour ago that you're retiring. Just first off, what led to that decision? How long was that decision in the making? When did you decide? And what were the main factors in you deciding to retire after this game?
We're going to try to keep this brief. I'll try to answer this as succinctly as I can, and then we're going to talk about the Alamo Bowl, because that's why we're here. Okay? I'll give you the shortest version I can. I was going to retire at the end of last season when we won the Fiesta Bowl. In fact, when the game was over, I went out to the middle of the field, grabbed some turf, put it in a plastic bag, and put it in. It's still in my briefcase right now if I needed to show you evidence. When Chip left, I decided to stay along with Mark to finish up the recruiting because it seemed like it was going to be a tough time. We were on 13 kids, and we needed to finish the deal, and didn't want to leave him shorthanded. I'm not trying to be a martyr in this statement or pat myself on the back, but the bottom line is I believe and love Oregon, so I want to do a good job by Mark. I want to do a good job by these kids, not just leave them without having something to say. So this was something that was going to happen last year. I told Mark I would go one more year, and therefore I did. And, you know, after 38 seasons, I coached the very first year after I stopped playing. And so, I mean, I've had a good ride. It's not about me. Let's move on to the Alamo Bowl. I'll answer those at another time. But I'm at a good place, especially when I have these five guys to my left. I'm at a better place.
Questions?
Chip Brown from Rivals.com. Taylor and Tony, can you talk about what you've seen from the Texas running game? What kind of, you know, who would you compare it to in terms of teams you faced this year?
Taylor? Yeah, you know, they have a power running game. And with that, they're very physical up front, the offensive linemen. They have multiple running backs back there that can do the job. And so they, I would say, kind of compared to a Stanford kind of in some ways. But for us, we've faced it all, and we just have to figure out the ways to stop this run and go against Texas defense or offense.
Thank you, Taylor. Tony?
Same thing he said.
Jason Quick, the Oregonian. This question's for Efo. Since we're in the spirit of making announcements, have you made a decision on your NFL future? And then also, can you give us a memory of Coach Al and what makes him so effective and so beloved by you guys?
At this time, I still haven't made a decision of what I'm going to do. I feel that I'm going to wait probably until my family, I have a time to sit down with my family and actually think things through. I mean, I'm really worried about the Alamo Bowl right now, and that's pretty much it. So I haven't really been worried about that too much. And then for Coach Al, I'd have to say definitely just his everyday work ethic. He comes with that relentless passion every day to get the best out of each player. I mean, even when players might not take it for what it's worth, I mean, he's made everybody better at this program, and he's done it day in and day out, and I thank him for that.
Tim Griffin with the San Antonio Sports News. Brian and Derek, does Coach Al's retirement add a little bit of extra for you guys as far as trying to send him out as a winner?
Yeah, you know, about this, I feel like if we all wanted to make this about coaches, you know, we wouldn't be doing any game planning. So, I mean, you know, he just told us not long ago, and, you know, I feel like that's his decision, and I support him in every single way. But right now, he wants us to focus on this football game, and that's just what we've been doing this whole time. You know, we came here almost like it was a work visit, you know. People who have conferences away from where they normally work at, you know, they come there for a reason. They come there to get some work done, and that's why we're here. So, you know, I respect him. I'm glad that he made this decision, but I'm just like he is. We need to get out there and play some football.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, same thing, basically. We're just out here, you know, to win this game. No matter what happens, we all have that same mindset that we need to get things done. So no matter what happens, who's leaving, who's staying, you know, from players to coaches, we know we have one common goal.
Thank you, Derek.
Ryan Thorburn with the Register Guard. Nick, because you knew all this year that it was probably going to be your last year, did you enjoy it more, especially with these guys, or did you soak it up, or what was it like coming back for that extra year?
I might have been a little softer than I usually am, but they might not agree with that. You know, I don't think I changed in any way, shape, or form. Coach the same, as hard as I always have, same passion, same work ethic. But I did enjoy this group of kids. This is a good group of young men, and I know we're going to put our best foot forward to try to beat a very good Texas football team. And that's what I hope we do on Monday night.
What are you going to do now? Going forward, what are you going to do with your time?
I haven't really thought that far ahead, Ryan, to be honest with you. Right now, just like my men said, our focus is on the focus today should be, I know that this announcement came, and I want to squelch that. This is not about Nick Aliotti. This is the timing that Mark and myself decided on. This is not a ploy to, you know, let's win one for the Gipper. I want to make that perfectly clear. This is about trying to win the Alamo Bowl, and we've worked towards that end before we got here. And they've been fabulous since we've been here. And we're here to try to beat a very good athletic Texas team. That's our goal. That's why we're here. Nothing has changed. Nothing will change. We'll do everything as we always do to the final gun. But thanks for asking.
Taylor, you're an Oregon guy, so you obviously grew up watching Nick Aliotti's defenses, and now you've played for him for so long. What's it like to play for him? And similar to what Jason asked Ifo, what's your favorite memory from just being with Nick for the past few years?
I mean, everything. Coach Al, he's like a second father to me. And it's been an amazing experience. And he's always comes with that attitude that he's just got the energy. And we're always going to find a way to win. And we're always going to struggle. And I think that's, you know, he hasn't changed at all. And that's what we've done, you know, this week against Texas. And to be able to prepare for them. And so, I mean, I can't say anything bad at all about Coach Aliotti.
Andrew Greif for the Oregonian. Derek, you had the shoulder over here.
Oh, okay.
Over here. You had the shoulder. You left the Civil War. Obviously, you don't talk about specific injuries, but has this month of bowl practice been good for you? Do you feel ready to go for your health-wise?
Yeah, definitely. I feel, you know, real good, ready to go. Been putting a lot of time, extra work in all areas, you know, with many things that I do, you know, working out, you know, studying film, everything. So I'm really, you know, excited about letting my preparation, you know, meet the field.
This question's for Tony. It's Jason Quick from the Oregonian. What do you see as the biggest challenge with the Texas offense for you guys?
I just think with so many personnel groups and great athletes that they have, they can just give us a bunch of different looks. So this past couple weeks, we've kind of just been focusing on all possibilities, all different styles of plays, runs, passes, all different things to just be prepared for anything. They're great at throwing it, great at running if they want to, so we have to be great at all phases.
Hey, Brian. So much of these bowl games are about which team wants to be there, and Oregon was obviously a team that could have gone up to the BCS. And here you are playing an unranked Texas team. What's the mindset of Oregon right now? And what's the, I guess, the hunger factor for this game?
I think that's an easy question to answer. I mean, we are here to play a good Texas team. You know, this is more of a home game for them, if anything, man. Like, we're coming out here into hostile territory, and we're just out here to do something that we haven't done before. You know, let's come out here and play a great Texas team, play some great football. You know, these two styles of football, they really mix up well. You know, we're bringing the West Coast, and they're out here trying to ground and pound and then throw some deep balls on us, you know. So I really like the way that this matchup is, and I feel like it's hard for anyone not to be excited to play in this kind of game of this caliber. I mean, I was just cruising around the streets, you know, just with my friend yesterday, just headed over to the mall somewhere, and I hear on the radio they're advertising that the game sold out, but we have 4 tickets left, you know, and people are calling in like crazy to get them. Like, people want to see this game, and like, for us to not want to play in a game like this, you know, we're doing ourselves a disservice.
This is for Taylor and for Tony. You guys play in a program where the offense gets a lot of publicity, and their style puts a lot of pressure on your defense because they don't keep the ball very much. You end up having a lot of snaps. I wonder if you just can describe how difficult it is to play defense in Oregon sometimes, facing all those snaps that you guys do from opposing teams and how that goes.
You know, sometimes it makes it difficult on us, but when they put up 60 points, it's pretty easy. But for us to be able to stay out there, we rotate a lot of guys. That's something that helps us out as a defense. And for us to be able to play these high-velocity snaps and we just play as hard as we can the way we practice and prepare for these teams. And for us, it's just all about preparation and to have the offense go as fast as it does, it doesn't bother us, and it's actually a kind of cool deal the way they can do it.
Yeah, kind of just piggyback off what he's saying. I think the rotation we have is always great, and for me personally, I love how exciting your offense is and how often they get in the end zone because it gives me another opportunity to go out there and play. And I love this game, so any opportunity, any chance I get, I mean, I'll take it. So it's great to be a part of this kind of team.
Thank you, Tony. Go ahead, Jason.
Coach. First, how would you describe your guys' run defense the past month? And two, do you feel the need to make any adjustments or tweaks since that last game?
Well, obviously, the stats bear that we haven't played very well against the run the last couple of months. I thought that the just going back the last month, I'm going to try to make this answer short and sweet. Stanford, I don't think we played that bad against the run, contrary to what everybody else might think. But they ran the ball 66 times. They didn't have to throw it. Tough to answer it this way, but we didn't play very well on offense. So the fact that we didn't play very good on offense, they didn't have to throw the ball. You run the ball 66 times, you get 250-something yards. That's the nature of the beast. Utah, we played well. It was over. Arizona, for whatever reason, and you could point the finger right here, we weren't ready, okay? I didn't have them ready. We didn't play great. It's probably one of our worst games that we've played that I can remember. But it wasn't because of these guys. Arizona had a good plan. They're a good football team, too. They're on scholarship last time I checked also. The other teams get scholarships too. We just didn't play very well. Oregon State didn't want them to run for that many yards, but they throw the ball, so we wanted to make sure they didn't throw the ball all over the place. And maybe to some degree, Jason, the fact that they run the ball helped us win. As far as this game, we've practiced a lot of things. The thing about defense is that the one thing that people don't understand is on defense, you don't get to practice tackling live for a month before you play a bowl game. That's for both teams. So that's always something that concerns coaches. You can't tackle live for a month. You never really play a game without tackling live for a month, except for a bowl game. That'll affect both teams, who tackles well, who tackles in space. Secondly, offenses can decide what personnel groups and what plays they want to run from those personnel groups. We have to prepare for war in time of peace. We have to be ready for everything. If they line up in empty, we can't call timeout and say, hey, we didn't practice that this week, so you guys can't do that. So it really makes your defensive preparation. We have to prepare for everything. This is not an excuse. I'm answering your question. Thirdly, we've done everything within our power to get ready to stop this good Texas running game. Okay? And I have no idea what the outcome's going to be or how it's going to turn out. But in every game that we've played where it was a big-time run team that we weren't going to stop the run and they were going to run all over the place and they were going to score a lot of points, Colorado, Kansas State, Auburn, we stopped the run.
Nick, Warren Williamson, Oregon Duck Football News. This is for Brian as well. Brian, what would a win mean to you personally, being that this is Nick's last game? And Nick, what would a win mean to you since this is your last game coaching?
That's a nice question, a nice sentiment. Obviously, you want to win your last game or you want to play well in your last game. This is not about me, but it would mean a lot if we won the game. I'll be happier to win the game for these guys. These are the guys that deserve to win the game. I've played in a lot of games. I will feel good if and when we win, but I'll feel better at how hard these guys are going to play.
Yeah, both teams come into this planning to win the game. You know, we obviously want to win this game, and it would mean a lot to me, especially, you know, being my last college game. And, you know, I came here, Coach Aliotti, we were talking the other day about how he went and ate at a restaurant for the first and the last time when he came for my visit, you know. So I've been here with him the whole time. And, you know, it's just been a great ride for me. And I want to come out here with a win, just, you know, something to help me remember this better by. And, you know, I really enjoy my time here. So, you know, a win would be incredible.
Thank you, Brian.
Kirk Bowles from the Austin American Statesman. Efo, Case McQuaid's kind of a different kind of quarterback. I wonder if how you would describe his throwing style and how to defend him.
I mean, definitely he can run. He's able to extend plays. So, I mean, they have great receivers that we're going to have to be able to cover for a long time. The quarterback that can scramble, they're able to extend plays and create stuff that normally wouldn't be there. So with that, I mean, me, Terrence, Avery, Brian Jackson, we're all going to have to play great defense, and we're going to have to play great defense every play because they have a lot of great athletes. I mean, they have players that they're able to spread the ball around and make things happen after the catch.
Efo, after having such a great year, what aspects of your game do you think you can still improve on?
I mean, every day I look at improving my entire game. I never really have been to a point where I thought that, oh, I'm good enough here, or I'm doing good enough at this spot. I feel like every day I come with the attitude of trying to get better and trying to improve in everything I do. I mean, every day I want to be a better player than the day before, so that's all I can really say.
Derek, this question's for you. We see Coach Al as kind of this gregarious, kind of out there, funny guy. What do you see behind the scenes that maybe we don't see that you can kind of help us capture him?
That's kind of hard. He's hard on us, you know, when we're not doing things right. You know, he expects a lot from us, everything like that. And that's, you know, but he's also there, you know, to nurture us and show us love when it's needed. And that's what I, you know, truly respect about him, is that when he's not going to let us fall short of our potential, anything like that. He wants to maximize our potential and, you know, get the best out of each and every one of us, no matter if you're a scout team guy, you're a special teams guy, defensive guy, anything. He wants you all, you know, to reach your potential, and then he'll like get on you hard, but when you do something great, he's gonna be the first one to high five you and jump up and down with you and in our huddles and everything and show you love. So that's why, you know, behind the scenes you guys don't really get to see that, but that's what I really respect about him.
Nick, as a guy who just made a very big decision, what would you tell Ifo about the decision that he has to make about the NFL, and do you think he's ready right now to play at that level?
First of all, Ifo's ready to do whatever he wants to do. I respect that young man enough that whatever he chooses to do, I'm 100% behind it. Whether I stayed here or not, I would still be 100% behind Ifo, because, you know, the young man has to do what's best for him and his family. And when it's all said and done, if you listen to him talk, he's pretty intelligent. He'll figure it out. And I support him in whatever he chooses to do.
Derek, you go up against Marcus in practice. I don't know how much you guys hit the quarterback, probably not much at all. But how good is he as a runner, as a guy who sees him in practice and what he brings to the field?
He's real good. Sometimes I just sit back and just look sometimes, like, does Marcus have the ball? Like, he's running like a running back. Like, he's so fast and everything like that, and so elusive. And he could, you know, he has so many weapons. He could run the ball, throw the ball, find open receivers. He can do it all. So it's always a challenge when we, you know, go against our offense. And it's always fun, you know, trying to chase him down, make sure contain him, stay in the pocket, you know, find the receivers, you know, just try to stop all his weapons. And, you know, he's a really great quarterback.
Coach, down here, win or lose, are you going to grab some turf from the Alamo Bowl or some water out of the Riverwalk or anything as a memento this time?
I'm not sure yet. I know this, that win or lose, I'm going to make sure I see all our seniors and everybody on defense and tell them thanks for what a great ride they've given me. I'm hoping it ends in a win so we're all smiles, but so does Texas. They hope they end in a win so it's all smiles. We'll see how that plays out at the end, but the bottom line is I just want to make sure that I touch every one of my guys when the game's over and tell them thanks. I hope they have a smile on their face when it's all over. That's the most important thing to me.